Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop will be up shortly after a few announcements. We want to welcome you in the morning, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night around the globe. So thank you so much. You guys better give God some praise if y'all listening to me. I love it. God bless you. Woo! Can't praise him enough, folks. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us, Elder Kevin Bond. With you on prayer time with Bishop. Hey, the number, you guys been, I'm sure you've been tweeting out, chatting, and so forth all day. Put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559 to the family. We know that prayer time never stops, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to pray without ceasing, as the Word of God says as well. The number, 347, once you text it out, if you're not flying your Learjet or in your Bentley right now, 347-843-4559. One more time, put that on your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitter accounts, all social media, ladies and gentlemen. Just put it out there on a quick note, 347-843-4559, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise before we continue. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us be here today. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're excited, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you scripture out of Philippians chapter 4 tonight as well. Just give you a preparation here for those who are following the word, have their Bibles ready. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 10. That's coming up shortly. And we're also going to have a word from Dr. Crenshaw as well after Bishop prays, and can't wait to hear what she has to tell us today in the word of the Lord and word of wisdom today as well. And I believe we're also going to have Minister Tamika with us tonight as well. So can't wait to hear all three of our wonderful people in the Lord today. So thank God for them coming up as well. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, prayer time. Bishop. We hope you've been enjoying the day and enjoying family. Don't have to mention, there's a lot going on. We could talk all night about any topic you want. There's a lot going on. This is why we got to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, want to keep Bishop on waiting too long, if you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everything. Thank you. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we pull into cap to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You have given your angel charge over us, that no evil shall be able to come near our dwelling, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you tonight that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. You sent your word and it healed them. We thank you tonight and we praise you. We glorify you. And Father God, we come against that demonic force, that power, that evil spirit of hatred and malice and jealousy and envy. Oh God, we come against that spirit of hatred in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Dethrone it by your word and not in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we thank you, God, as you dethrone that spirit tonight of murder. We dethrone it in the name of Jesus. We cast it down on the Laboshe and we cut it on the Laboshika. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, destroy every evil work, every evil spirit, destroy every demonic power, destroy it in the name of Jesus, destroy, God, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft, every voodoo worker, every other sundalable, every dark spirit audible cult, Father God, in the name of Jesus, destroy it. By the blood of Jesus, we decree it. We declare it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your word will not return void. We thank you for your power, your healing, your deliverance, your salvation. Thank you, God, for the peace, God. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love of power and of a sound mind, God, and we come against it in the name of Jesus. And, God, we cover your people, God, in the blood of Jesus. Cover the black men, God, in the blood of Jesus, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of murder, God, in the name of Jesus tonight. God, Father God, we thank you right now. That demonic force, oh God, out of the name that Sinko Rondo Sia. Father God, we thank you tonight for your healing power. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Make us one in the spirit. God, we thank you tonight for prayer warrior. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word will not return, boy. We thank you, God, that your word is a living water, God. We thank you, a well of living water. We thank you that spring up out of our souls. We thank you tonight. God, you are able, you exceedingly do abundantly
above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we thank you, God. You said your word. One could put 1,000, and two put 10,000 to fight. God, we call it so tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. Father God, we thank you tonight. We pull down those strongholds. We thank you, God, tonight you unify your people all over this world. God, look on America. Look on this world today, God. We need your help. We need your direction. We repent of our sins. And Father God, we ask you to renew our minds, renew our spirit, man. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you. We exalt your name. God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, we thank you as you're going to the judicial assistant, the judge, as you're going to courtrooms and the lawyers. God, in the name of Jesus, dethrone every evil work. In the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and discover, and destroy every evil work in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We plead the blood. God, we thank you. You're all-knowing, all-seeing, God. There's nothing that you don't know about. There's no secret, God. Even those things that think they've been done in the dark, it shall come to the night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you. God, strengthen those mothers, those fathers, those sons, those sisters, those brothers, those cousins, those nephews. You strengthen of those that have lost loved ones in the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood tonight, oh God, and let your angels encamp about your people. God, stir the minds of the people, stir those murderers, stir those old crooked, you know, God, individual, God. Don't let them rest tonight, don't let them sleep tonight, don't let them be at peace tonight, but God, stir their soul. Father God, waken them up in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, let them repent of their sin. And Father, we give you glory for it. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. As you raise your people up, God, in the name of Jesus. As you raise your people up, God, raise us up out of, raise us up out of the slavery, God. Raise us up out of the slavery mentality. Raise us up beyond those, God, those crooked ways. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you because you are supernatural power. You have supernatural power. You are the governor of all, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the first and the last. You're the beginning and the end. There's none like you. There's none with you. God, you are our banner, God, in the name of Jesus. You thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord. You are a healer, God, in the name of Jesus. You're a provider, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. You are the righteous God, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You're a peace, God. You're God of peace. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you, God. You are our shepherd. Lord, and we shall not walk. Though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, we will not feel no evil. We will not feel no evil. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God, as you're raising us up in the multitude of people, God. You're raising them up, God, to stand up for the truth, to stand up for the righteousness, to stand up for justice. And, Father, we thank you today, oh, God. Cover your people in your blood. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Cover those in the hospital, God. Those that are, God, in the Moshaka, the Asiko, the cover of the Moshaka, the nurses, oh, God. Strengthen them. Encourage the hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal every secret, every evil work that's going on in the hospital, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We thank you, God, for the sound-minded people, God. We thank you, God, for the righteousness of God. We thank you, God, for righteousness shall prevail. And we thank you tonight, God, you're raising up men and women that hunger for truth, hunger for righteousness, God. God, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you for it. We appreciate you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for the day. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad, and we'll glorify you. We'll magnify you. We thank you for another opportunity, God. We thank you for another chance, God. We thank you for your grace has been extended over us for your mercy. Oh, God, we glorify you for it. We appreciate you for food. Thank you for shelter, clothing, God. Thank you for keeping in our right mind, God. We thank you today, oh, God. God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, and we glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your word, oh, God. And, God, we forever give you glory, God. We bless your name, Lord. Blessed are the hungry, Lord, that hunger, thirst after the righteousness. So God, you say, they shall be filled. We shall be filled, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it tonight. We glorify you, God. Oh, God, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Oh, that God is under the shadow of the Almighty God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God, you have us covered, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have your shield around us, God. You thank you, Lord, you have got us protection, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for it, God. And we appreciate you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is everlasting, God. Your word is spirit and it is life. Your word is joy. Your word is a comforter, God. Your word is a keeper, God. Your word is a savior, Lord. We thank you, God. God, in the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, God. Look on them as they go traveling, Lord. Let them be safe, God. Let them leave home, God, and come back safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, even in the home, Lord, let them be protected by your blood. And Father God, no evil shall come near thy dwelling, no evil shall come near their family, their children, their grandmothers, their father, their cousins, their nephews, God. No evil shall come near thy dwelling. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. Raise the Mosatiri Robo Kota. We thank you for our government, God, as you raise our government in righteousness, God, that they will do the right thing, the right to make the right choice, make right decisions, oh, God, in our name of Jesus. Even in the police department, God. God, raise up somebody that will stand up for the truth. Raise up for somebody that will speak out against that evil. And Father, we glorify you for it. We magnify you. Even, oh God, let your little and God, we see no rope for Dosia. Let the church come alive. Let the church wake up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take the scales off our eyes that we'll be able to see. Open our ears that we'll be able to hear the spirit of God. God, we glorify you for it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We hunger thirst for righteousness, God. Oh God, we cry out for you, Jesus. God, Lord, Moshaka. And said in your word, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all of their fears. We thank you tonight. God, as you look on that family tonight, look on that loved one tonight, look on those that have lost loved ones. God, strengthen them in this time, God. Be with them in this time. Direct their path, oh God. Father God, we glory God for you, God. We glorify you. God, all those that we don't even know about that have been, oh God, killed, oh God, unrighteousness, God, unfairly, God, is treated wrong, God. Reveal it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, oh God, we thank you, God, as they, you raise us up, oh God. Raise us up to the place you want us to be. Raise us up that we are stand, have a righteousness, God, of standing the truth, God. We thank you today, oh God. We praise you today. We will speak out, God. We will not hold our peace, God. Oh God, we seek or run the somebody a koto. God, you said we pray in the spirit when we don't know what to pray for. Our spirit man prays. They make intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for those that are listening. God, we thank you for giving them a backbone. We thank you for giving them a voice. We thank you for those that are speaking out, those that are marching out. God, we thank you, God. Protect your people on those that are marching, God. Protect them, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we feel the pain. We feel the hurt. God, we thank you, oh God. You know, God, we will not keep silent. I sit on the sideline. But God, we Sunday, we will speak, God. We will speak the truth, oh God. We will praise you, God. We will magnify you. We exalt your name, God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask, and call, we call it so tonight, as it's been sealed in the blood, by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing what to you. It will prosper in America, God. It will prosper in the world. We have to look on the people in other countries, God. Look on the people in Africa, God. Look on those in foreign countries all over this world. And, oh God, that this mystery, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank God you're raising them up, God. Oh, God, we'll live, live and not die, God. We are living hope. We are we thank you, God. People will come in the truth and the knowledge of God. We thank you, God, that you're raising up people that will fulfill your purpose, God, on this earth world. God, thank you, Lord. We are not this high. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We praise you for every voice in the earth realm, God. God, that crying out for your God. He cried out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Father, we condose. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, God. We rise into the place, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, God. Your word is all we have, God. We thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We cast all our cares on you because we know that you care for us, God. And we forever give you praise for it. And we thank you tonight. We glorify you, God. We thank you for a mighty army that you're raising up. Oh, God, we thank you for a mighty army that will come for us. We thank you for this young generation, oh, God, you're raising up, God. Speaking out, crying out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for change that's taking place. Even now, change is taking place. Even while they got that foot on our neck, God, change is taking place. While they're trying to kill us, oh, God, kill us, oh, God, change is taking place. Father God, we thank you, God. We just too shall pass. Just like COVID-19 tried to kill us all, God, you will bring us out of this too, God. And we thank you, God. We glorify you for it. And God, reveal every secret, oh, God, undercover, oh God, it's Sunday. God, we thank you, God. We glorify you. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for your people everywhere, God. Continue to bless us. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Keep us in perfect peace. We will ever glorify you. We just don't come ask you for things, God. But we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, for all you've done. You brought us this far, God. And I know you're going to take us the rest of the way, God. We glorify you for it, and we appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for every soul tonight, Lord. We thank for those that don't know you to become to know you as the Lord and Savior. We thank for souls will be saved and souls will be delivered. And we thank you, God. You will bless your people naturally and spiritually. We forever glorify you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for the prayer. For those who are just joining us, as the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we want to let you know if you do have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone, put you in the queue, and we'll make sure we get you on and for Bishop to receive your prayer tonight. And we thank God for you. At this time, we're going to open up the line for Minister Tamika, then we'll hear from Dr. Crenshaw after that. God bless you, Minister Tamika.
Amen. God bless everyone this evening. Amen. We thank God for that powerful prayer. We thank God for Bishop touching on everything that's going on, and we just bless and honor him for being such a powerful man of God, a man of God who intercedes for God's people. Amen. And tonight I just want to just encourage your heart from Ecclesiastes 3:3-1 says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the sun. And amen, as we look in this world today, the Lord was just showing me how everything is changing. Our world has drastically changed. It changed with COVID-19, and then it changed when we saw the entire world. We saw other countries protesting and rising, protesting and standing up for the Black Lives and Black Lives Matter, amen. We just saw a drastic change. We saw things that we've never seen before. And the Lord was just wanting to remind us that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, and not only in the natural. We see what's going on in the natural. So now he want to bring us, things is changing like this in the natural. Just imagine what's happening in the spirit realm, amen. So now it's time to align ourselves the changes that are coming spiritually. Are you ready for your next level? Are you ready for this next thing that God is going to give you? Are you ready for a new anointing? Are you ready for a new wisdom? Change is coming in the spirit realm. Amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes also tells us that it's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. So a lot of things that we used to embrace, now it's time to refrain from embracing, that God might take us higher. Amen. He said, come up hither. He wanted to show us higher. He wanted to show us greater things. Amen. Not just so in the natural, but God wants to show us in the spirit realm that there is a time and a season. Examine and see what season are you in. What do you need to embrace? What do you need to refrain from embracing? When is it a time to mourn? When is it a time to have joy? Amen. Let's make sure that we're hearing and seeing from God. Amen. So I encourage you on tonight to know what season you're in. Bless God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tamika. Thank you so much. God bless you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn the mic over to Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, Doc.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer tonight, and thank God most definitely from that inspiring word from Minister Tamika. And I just want to reflect upon the scripture that she highlighted in the book of Ecclesiastes. But I want to focus, you know, on the word of the Lord that basically says it's a time to embrace, this is time to season, and the time that there are things we should not embrace. And we should look around us and know that it is the season and the time to embrace truth. Let us not continue to embrace those things that are not truth. We have to embrace the truth. So we're asking God to reveal, uncover, and expose, just like Bishop has prayed, that he will reveal, uncover, and expose, praise God, every crooked place, every evil thing. But I believe that we're living in a new thing, season and a new day. Be the right word, Lord, say the whole lot, do a new thing. So God is going to continue to reveal some things unto us, and I encourage all of us that are listening, get ready to embrace that which is absolute truth. God is continuously revealing himself. He's uncovering things that have been hidden behind the scene. Amen. Praise the Lord that he wants us to understand that greater days are coming. Things are about to change. It is in the word of God. We say it all the time. Amen. At the conclusion of the matter, we win. And at the end of the book, we win. And that is solid, absolute truth. So be not weary in well-doing. We're going to reap if we just don't faint, if we just don't faint. So I'm going to ask my prayer request tonight before I turn it back over to Elder Kevin or others that might have a prayer request, is that we begin right now, as I've said it many times before, that the Spirit of the Lord, his anointing will be released in the atmosphere, that the spirit of this virus, coronavirus, that they say is going to kill up to 100,000 people by September. We're going to cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. So my prayer is that that's going to be canceled. It's going to be canceled in the name of Jesus. It's going to be canceled. Praise the Lord. Amen. That will not be a statistic that will be met. No plague shall come now our dwelling, not any of our loved ones, those we know we canceled, that spirit of death right now in every hidden agenda behind the scene that wants to manipulate this virus, amen, above board so that people may be fearful. We want to pray that the spirit of fear would be canceled. The spirit of fear would be canceled. So it's back to you, Elder Kevin. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, that's the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, the wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Just want to be sensitive. If anybody have a prayer request, hit star one. We'll be glad to bring you on and special prayer request either for yourself or others or just on a particular subject there. Hit star one on your phone, and I'll bring you in queue. So we thank God for that powerful message, both in prayer and in word today. And we just want to encourage you to continue, as Bishop and Doc teach and Minister Tamika teach, just read the word. Got to read the word every day. Get that word in your heart and in your wonderful minds as well. Get that in your subconscious as well. So when you need it, it'll be right there no matter what comes up, in Jesus' name. So thank God for all things. Thank God for everybody listening right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Back to you, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God tonight. We thank God for all the expressions and thank God for his word. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that he pleads and it will prosper. I encourage you tonight to hold on to the word of God in spite of what is going on around us in this world and how trouble has been the last three or four months and years past in our lives. And know that God is doing something great for the people of God. And it's our time that we rise up for the truth like never before and be encouraged according to the word of God as never before. And pray for one another. We need one another in this hour as never before. We can't make it by ourselves. We're not on an island by ourselves. But we're in the world with other people, so we need each other. So we have to pray for one another, keeping each one another encouraged in the word of God. And hold on to the word. Don't give up in spite of how bad it may seem or get. Do not give up. Do not quit. Fight the good fight of faith until the end is there. Fight the good fight of faith. Continue to pray for one another as we continue to pray for the world and as people continue to march, because we are looking for justice to take place. And the Lord is the one going to allow justice to take place and help us and guiding us and directing us and giving us instruction in things what we must do in order for it to be fulfilled by holding fast to the word and obeying what God's word say. Like some have said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And we pray that prayer daily, that Lord keep our minds and keep us. God bless you tonight. We love you. We're praying for everybody, every situation, every circumstances. We are concerned about you. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen around the world. That was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw and Minister Tamika tonight. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope y'all was taking some notes as Bishop was talking there, ladies and gentlemen. He said, don't give up, guys. Do not give up. That is not an option in the Lord. Do not give up and stay in the word. Man, that's powerful right there. Stay in the word. In fact, you need to put that up around your house. Something. Print that out on a printer somewhere, a really nice color or something. Just stay in the word. So it just reminds you of that every day. And, of course, we got to stay in the Lord, right? Stay in the word. Stay in the things of God each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. And what a great time to be alive to know that the word of God is alive today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We always thank God for you. And we're just going to leave you with a quick song here. This is by Beverly Clark. Jehovah, we praise you. God bless you. Take care. Have a great week, everybody. Good week coming up. Have a good, productive week coming up. Bye-bye. Jehovah, everlasting King, we praise your name. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Like Bishop said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to let the world, we're going to praise him regardless what's going on. So we thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for precious Holy Spirit. And, of course, we thank God for the Father. God bless you. In Jesus' name, see you later. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.